Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to attract a woman. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing how to attract a woman. So it goes without saying that I am having to generalize in today's podcast. Not every woman is the same, but I can generalize to the point of where I say that most women are in their feminine. Yes, women are going to be at different degrees of femininity, but the vast majority of women are on the feminine side of the scale. And today's podcast is going to be aimed at and designed to try to show you how to attract a feminine woman. And that is going to include the vast majority of women that you might come into contact with. As I've said, there are going to be varying degrees of femininity, but if we just generalize the fact that most women are in their feminine, then all of these tips, all of these bits of advice that I'm about to give you should help you in your efforts to attract most women. I'm going to be giving you five pointers, five pieces of advice of how you stand a better chance of trying to attract a woman. So let's get straight into this. And number one is be happy, carefree, and fun. If you are the type of person that other people want to spend time with, that is, of course, a great starting point of attraction. If you are the type of person who is happy, carefree, and fun, you are going to be the type of person that others want to surround themselves with. Like if you walk into a party and you give off that happy, carefree, and fun vibe, you will be the person that people gravitate towards. And it's a very important starting block. It doesn't matter whether you're at a party. It doesn't matter if you are at a new club, group, or class. It doesn't matter if you have met via online dating and you have met for the very first time under the understanding that you are hoping to connect on some degree. Whether you are trying to attract somebody initially or not, being happy, carefree, and fun will make you be the type of person that others want to spend time with. There's no better way to start off than to say that point. So, into number two, be ambitious and show drive. So, feminine women are attracted to ambition. It is a myth that women are attracted to money. The truth is that they are attracted to ambition, and the byproduct of ambition is often increased wealth. So that is where the confusion can sometimes lie when people say, oh, women are just interested in money. No, women are attracted to ambition. And ambition, generally, if you're somebody who shows a lot of ambition, then over time, you're more than likely going to start to earn more money. And that is where the byproduct comes in, and that is where the misconception starts to show. So if you are ambitious and you show drive to push forward with your life, you're going to be very attractive to somebody in their feminine. You are going to be the type of person that they can believe in, that you are somebody who's going to be pushing forward. You're going to be somebody who is a person of action. You're going to be somebody who has got that confidence about you. And because you are showing that ambition, you are showing the drive, you are likely to become successful at whatever you are concentrating your efforts on. And that is very, very appealing for most women. And it's a very important part to remember, not only when you're trying to attract a woman for the first time, but if you're in a relationship, you need to maintain these traits. That goes along with all of the ones I'm about to say. Because if you're not showing ambition throughout your relationship, then things can start to become stale, you know? And it doesn't always have to be ambition, kind of suggesting you're trying to get a new job or you're trying to start a new business. It doesn't always have to be to do with that. It could be ambition regarding some type of hobby. It could be ambition regarding you trying to move up the property ladder. You know, it could be ambition with you just wanting to present yourself as somebody worthy within your community. You know, you might be the type of person who wants to get into local politics, for instance. You know, that type of ambition can be just as attractive. So now let's move into point number three. And point number three is confident and stable. So I touched on being confident just then in point number two, but to really kind of hammer that home in point number three, being confident and stable is so important. You must be stable-minded. If you're not stable-minded, if you're somebody who is going to get flustered all of the time, that does not give confidence in other people that you are somebody that they can rely on. And most women will want somebody that they can rely on. They want to find their rock. They want to find the type of person who isn't going to be rocked in a crisis. Okay, we're all human beings and we're all going to be affected by things. Yes, of course. But there is differing degrees of how you can be affected by something. And you, as somebody who's trying to attract a feminine woman, you know, you need to be the type of person who is showing that confidence and who is showing that stability of mind, because that will breed confidence in you from the women. You know, you're trying to attract women, and if you are the type of person that they feel they can rely on, then that is going to really put you in a great position to attract them. So point number four is independent. So it's so important to be an independent person. If you are independent, if you are showing independence, then as you can see, this is all connecting with the other ones we've just mentioned, you know, being ambitious, showing drive, being confident, being stable, being independent. It's that kind of thing. It's showing that you are moving forward, okay? You know, most people who are trying to attract women are going to be men. Not always, but most people are going to be men. And, you know, if you are a man of action, if you are showing that independence of thought and person as a man, then you are really going to put yourself in a great position to attract a woman. So if you are independent and if you are really showing that throughout, once again, it's not just about during the attraction phase, but if you get a girlfriend, if you get a wife, it's so important to maintain that independence. Don't be somebody who is reliant on your partner. Don't be somebody who is not able to stand on your own two feet, because that is not attractive. So now we'll move into point number five and the final point of today's podcast. And that is, don't be needy, possessive or jealous. So this is kind of almost the opposite of point number one. In point number one, I gave you three traits which are really positive. I told you about being happy, carefree and fun. But these traits in point number five, these are the negative traits. These are the relationship killer traits. If you were in a relationship, these will kill your relationship. And if you aren't in a relationship, if you are trying to attract a woman, then showing these traits is going to kill it. It's going to kill it dead. There is no chance whatsoever that you will be able to attract somebody new if you are showing these traits, because presumably, you know, this will be in the very early days of you trying to attract somebody. If you're showcasing neediness, if you're showcasing possessiveness, and if you're showcasing jealousy, then very, very quickly, you are going to be blocked. You know, you are going to be told that they aren't interested in you. And if you were already in a relationship and then you start showing these traits, well, you're going to get dumped. Okay. And this is so important for people who have been dumped. You know, if you are a dumpee and you're trying to look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, okay, why did my woman dump me? Well, let's have a look at these things. You know, are you ticking these boxes? Are you number one, happy, carefree and fun? Are you number two, ambitious and showing drive? Are you number three, confident and stable? Are you number four, are you independent? Are you number five, you're not showing neediness, possessiveness or jealousy? Are you doing these things? Because you can quite easily use a little tick list. You're looking yourself in the mirror, you're wondering why you was dumped. Maybe you've just got the answer in today's podcast. So whether you are trying to attract somebody new, whether you are trying to regrow a relationship which is struggling, maybe you are with your partner but you know things are going wrong, or maybe you have actually been dumped, okay? This can help you. You know, look at these five pointers, look yourself in the mirror, understand that the first step towards happiness is acknowledging and taking responsibility for your own actions, beliefs, and theories. You know, if you want to be the type of person who is attractive to a woman, whether you were trying to attract somebody new, whether you were trying to maintain a relationship, whether you were trying to get your ex back, this all starts with you acknowledging and taking responsibility for your actions, for yourself, for your personality. So please understand these things. Look at the points 1 to 5, and let me know in the comments whether you believe you are lacking in any of these. Because if you are, then this is the first step for you understanding what you need to change to be more successful with women. So if you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.